Turning to sports now on KNKX. The Seahawks begin their regular season Sunday in Denver. The team got some good news this week with the return of holdout Earl Thomas. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talks about that and the outlook for the Seahawks this season.
Art, it's not really about what Thomas gained in all of this, but what he avoided losing and coming back when he did.
Right. This is all about money, of course. That was what the holdout was about, but he was already fined more than $1.5 million for missing the preseason, and starting Sunday, he would lose his game checks, which amount to $500,000 a game for a 16-game season. He wasn't going to do that. He could have held out to mid-season, but he would have had to have been back by then because his year would not count if he didn't play at least half a season toward his eventual pursuit of free agency, which he wants to do. So he had to come in and play sometime, so he might as well keep the money that he was going to lose by reporting this week. And so we're going to see how he performs during practice, but right now he's back. The players are delighted. The coaches are delighted. I don't know if management is delighted, and we'll see what happens.
Well, what can the Seahawks expect out of Thomas?
Well, I think he's going to be in top physical shape. He just stays that way. And Earl is a very compulsive guy when it comes to game film study, fitness, all the things that are important in game prep. Earl does extremely well. And so I think he's going to be ready to go. And I'd be surprised if Pete Carroll could keep him out of the game. There is a possibility that Earl could still be traded because the Dallas Cowboys made an offer during the week of a second-round draft choice to acquire Thomas. He's a Texas native, and Earl earlier in the year actually asked if he was going to be kicked to the curb by the Seahawks if the Cowboys come get him. So that's lingering out there. We'll see what happens. But I think Earl, if he's around, is going to play the vast majority of the game on Sunday in Denver.
Let's look at the bigger picture, the Seahawks season and the game Sunday. Some veterans there, but a lot of new players and new coaches, and they were 0-4 in the preseason.
Right. The 0-4 in preseason is mildly disturbing, but we've seen teams do that and play well in the season. We've seen the opposite, where teams go 4-0 and don't do well. So it's not much of a barometer. But the fact is, there's a whole bunch of young guys on the defense that are going to really be tasked to fill the shoes of a lot of the veterans, that people we were familiar with, Richard Sherman, Michael Bennett, Cam Chancellor, Cliff Averill, all out of the picture, and filling those guys' places is going to be very difficult for that group. This time, this season, the offense is going to have to carry the Seahawks, and that means a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson. The offensive line is going to have a real challenge, especially this Sunday. The right side, DJ Fluker, a new guard, is got a hamstring injury. The right tackle, Jermaine Ifedi, has got an ankle injury, and they're facing one of the best pass rushers, not only this year, but in NFL history, in Von Miller. So it's really going to be a difficult ask for these guys to pull off a win Sunday. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. The game's at altitude. Overall this season, I see trouble early on in the season. They've got four of their first five games on the road. The young guys are going to be on a steep learning curve and in critical positions. And I see them getting better in November and December, but I don't see them getting much beyond 8-8, which is likely not going to be good enough for the playoffs, but that's what happens in transition years.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.